Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is my calling, and I'll tell you what, a mission. I'm really getting concerned. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, Father, our enemies seek to destroy us. You are the great I Am, and I know that you are in complete control. But, Father, this world seems to be completely out of control because we have been a people who have fallen away from you. I'm making a plea this morning, O God, that you would lead us on the right path, that you will make your people bold and brave. I beg you to lead CSC Talk Radio in the path you would have me to go. Let us wake up to the pretenders of right as they masquerade for gain and for profit. Liberty is on the brink of extinction only because it is not on the tips of the tongues of your people or in their hearts. We don't understand how precious and what a high cost we once had when we required and enjoyed freedom. Must our freedom be gone and your people be again enslaved before we fall on our knees and repent? Oh, Father, please allow these horrific events to wake up the souls of your people that we might rescue the lost and bring America home. Again this morning, I ask that you place a hedge of protection around our president. Put before him wise and godly counsel. May he see and know those who are in the presence, in his presence, that are pretenders. May your people also see and have knowledge of the truth. These surely are the times that try men's souls and the women's souls. I feel a heavy burden today for this nation and how we are about to lose all freedom and liberty. But we shall never lose you. You are the truth and the way and the light. You shall never leave or forsake us, you promised. Even for such a time as this, you are our constant. Hear my prayer, O God. You know my heart. For you, I pray, I shall always stand and seek your will. For such a time as this, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As I said, I'm very concerned about our nation. As I watched last night as one police precinct after the other was empty and taken over, it's a scary, scary thought, my friends. Anthony Cuomo said, "We're not going to make America great. It was never that great to begin with." Many people focused on the second part of that phrase that he made, but it was the first part that struck me. We're not going to make America great. The left is not here to make America great, and neither are our politicians. They are not here to make America great. Our president is, and there are a few following him. Are you? America is under attack. Today we can see that the left hate this nation. They have a preconceived idiotic notion that if we go socialism, they'll be equal and all will be like a field of flowers. And the globalists on the right, oh, they hate us. The career politicians of this nation hate the people. They are like a pimp who owns his prostitutes. He sells them. He uses them. He takes care of them, And he abuses them, and many times unto death. The true American citizens love this nation, and we are in awe and gasp at what we see. We look at our history in awe and wonder, and some of it we look at and we bow our heads in repentance. I'm always amazed at the strength and the fortitude of our ancestors as they made their way across this nation to begin new lives. Those who are rioting and thieving and destroying are not seeking to make themselves a new life. You know, I have friends. I have friends of different colors. They are not rioting. They go to work every single day. They make more money than I do. They have a higher education than I do. And I think they're smarter than me. And not just because of their schooling. But still, we are equal under God. And I see them as a great strength and pillar to our communities and the very backbone of America as they live the American dream. Many choose to not have a dream. All people, all colors, choose not to have a dream. And they look at others who worked hard and they see them as privileged and they see themselves as victims. Even now, I'm hated for speaking of equality. But I know that our God made us all equal. All of us. That's not hate speech. That's the love of the gospel. America, diverse and beautiful, is currently broken and under siege by the hate that has consumed many and blinded them from their own opportunities here in America. Why do you think people are flooding into this nation? It's not because everyone here is oppressed. It's because there's opportunity and there's work and there's land and ownership. As my prayer said, I'm here today deeply concerned about this nation, about my family and my community. I'm concerned about you. I hope they're listening. And I'm concerned that our apathy has brought this on, and now we must put a stop to it. Maintenance would have been easier than an overhaul. I am concerned. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils, but by removing the corruption and restoring the lost principles, every other correction is either useless or it is a new evil. And what we are seeing is a new evil. That is a quote from Thomas Jefferson. The rioting is a symptom of the deep corruption of this nation. The evil. It's not racism. And racism itself is evil. Nationalism isn't the problem. The lack of love for our country and liberty is the problem. The American dream is not the problem. It's the lack of dreamers that's the problem. Congress is corrupt, and they have corrupted our republic. While we were sleeping? We were sleeping, my friends. We were busy taking care of business. I have much to say about this, and I'm going to turn it around here in just a little bit, and then come back to it. I hope that you can have some patience with me. I have been preaching by American made. It's the only way that we're going to take this country back from China. We must buy made in America. We must rebuild America. We must study our Constitution. We must read our Declaration of Independence. We absolutely must bring America home. And we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CFC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I mentioned as I was doing my monologue that we're going to come back to that because I'm very anxious about that. But part of what I'm talking about there is what we're going to talk about right now. And I have our new advertiser with us. It's Rhonda with Make Up America. And Rhonda, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listening audience.
Well, thank you. I went through quite a little monologue. I know you didn't get to hear that, but I'm very concerned about this nation, and I was reminding them that to buy American made is to rebuild America, and we have got to start it, and it's got to start with the consumers, and what we're seeing right now in this nation is just abhorrent. And I want you to tell your story about Make Up America. I like to say it like Make Up America, like Wake Up America. I don't know about everybody else, but that's one of the very first things I do in the morning is I make up Beth. I make up America. It's for their own
good. You know, another one of our rallying cries is I make up, you make up. We all make up America. And I think the idea behind my new cosmetic line was the realization that most cosmetics and beauty brands are not made in America. And in this day and age, when everyone is so hyper-focused on our health, as we should be, whether it's a new diet or we're eating organic or we're trying to cut out sugar, we all struggle with this. I think we have to focus on what we're putting on our bodies and on our faces. And sometimes when we pick up that lipstick or lip balm, we don't realize where it's made. And, you know, that's an issue with chemicals. It's an issue with ingredients. It's an issue with the manufacturing environment. It's an issue with child labor or testing on animals. But most of all, it is about job creation in the economy and bringing our jobs back to America. And I'm happy to say from my perch here in Washington, D.C., you know, for once our lawmakers are starting to get this right and focusing on made in America, whether it's the manufacturing of our pharmaceuticals or it's just bringing the manufacturing base back to America for a variety of reasons, including health, safety, and job creation. And that's what it's about. I do think we're on the right path, but I agree with you. This is going to take education. It's going to take a cultural change here in America.
Absolutely.
Where consumers need to get used to the fact that they're going to pay a little more for an American-made product, but its quality, its transparency, and they're going to put their neighbor to work in a real job. And that's what's needed today.
And we might be inconvenienced a little. You know, it's I had to chuckle at Greg Greg Owens with Liberty Tabletop. He was telling us last week that he went out and he needed an air mattress where he was staying. He needed an air mattress. And there wasn't one of them, not one of them, made in the USA. Yep. They were made in China. And so he said, I slept on the floor that night. And he said, my back was telling me about it the next morning. He said, but I'm not going to buy made in China.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we might be inconvenienced.
That's right. But, like sleeping on the floor. But it is a challenge. And, you know, to give everyone and all your listeners a big break. Sometimes we don't know. You know, sometimes you don't know until you buy something and you get it and it's delivered to you. Okay, in these day and age, we're now getting things delivered to us and you open up the package in big black letters. Made in China, and you don't know that. And that's why, you know, the Made in America, the Made in the USA label, which is regulated by Washington, and that's a good thing, is about standards and about what you can label Made in the USA. And I ask that all your listeners look for that. Made in America, Made in the USA, there are some wonderful websites that sell only Made in America products. So I do a lot with Liberty Tabletop. We're always on the same websites, you know, for my lipsticks and nail polishes.
We love them. And I have the Independence Red lipstick on today. And I plan when I go to Wyoming and speak, we're going to you're going to gift them a little basket for their auction. And I'm going to be wearing the white and the red lipstick. I'm going to be wearing the white nail polish and the red lipstick.
Right.
So I'm going to be your little model. I'm going to be your little model that day.
Well,
they wanted me to wear a red dress, so I've got to wear a red dress and my red lipstick. So
that's terrific, Beth. We're so happy to partner with you and CFC Talk Radio. You're talking about two of our best sellers, our Independence Red lipstick, which is really the perfect red. It looks good on anyone, anybody's skin tones, and I developed it myself.
It is.
And there's a matte and a cream, all depending on the finish. But also our white stripes is, you know, I have customers who say it's hands down the best white nail polish they've ever used.
It is. It's good.
Because it doesn't streak. Right? White nail polish sometimes streaks, and then you're like, oh. But this does not streak, and it stays on. I've been cleaning everything with bleach this week, but my white nail polish is still on, my white stripe. and I'm happy to tell you that the package is on its way for Wyoming. I sent it to you 2 days ago. And what I sent, interestingly enough, if I can tell the story, I sent you our Olympic gift basket. And what's in the Olympic gift basket? It's four of our nail polishes, otherwise known as our American manicure, red, white, blue, and gold. And then five of our most famous lipsticks, Gold Standard Independence Red by Dawn's Early Light. Of course, our lovely Natural Glory lip balm. And then one of our fun split blue and white lipsticks. And I'm telling you, those are our most popular products. And we put that gift basket together for the U.S. Olympic Committee. They loved our products so much. We gifted those baskets to the athletes' families.
The product is good. I'm telling you what, I love the boxes. You sent those to me, and I can't throw the boxes away because I just think they're so pretty. I'm trying to figure out how can I display these boxes.
Gorgeous, right?
I know people are laughing at me, but, you know, they're just beautiful, and so is the container for the lipstick. And,
thank you. And I do like the white polish. Yeah. And about those boxes, too, I mean, everything that I do, of course, I'm dedicated to Made in America. And, you know, I even searched for a place to make my cardboard boxes in America. My retail display, which is made out of cardboard, comes from a company in Minnesota, all made in America. You know, and that's really important that effort goes into finding products that are made here in America down to our beautiful red, white, and blue boxes.
Mm. I know that I have talked with other entrepreneurs like yourself and started or are with Made in America products themselves, and even getting the bottles and things like that, they've really, really struggled. And I think that's important for my listeners to understand that everything is difficult for those making it here and made in America because of all the the things that have taken place with our trade situations. But I want to talk about, she's our new advertiser. She's on for this segment, and we're going to promote Beth 20. So I'm going to let you kind of promote that.
Absolutely. We're so happy to partner with you, that all of our listeners who listen to your station and hear this all across America, they go on to our website at makeupamerica.us, remember, .us as in the United States, and purchase a product. If you use the code BETH20, you will get 20% off your total order. And if you order over $25 worth of product, you get free shipping. It's a great deal. So enter BETH20 in the checkout box promo code. They will get 20% off their total order.
And I'm going to promote something with the nail polish. We've got 4th of July coming up. It's just around the corner. And everybody likes to get all dolled up for that. I do. I like to wear my red, white, and blue, bring out the jewelry, bring out the lipstick, nail polishes.
Me too.
Well, nowadays, you know, we have statement nails. And so you could just knock yourself out. You don't have to be restricted to one statement nail. You can paint it all different colors. So get this red, white, and blue and make a statement this 4th of July. And when somebody asks you about your beautiful nails and toenails, you tell them, this is Makeup America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love the 4th of July and dedicated our nail polish collection called the American Manicure. And you're right. Paint your nails different colors. Paint American flags on your nails. Paint the tips different colors. But show your pride. Be proud. Be a patriot. Show your nails and toes in red, white, blue, and gold.
Absolutely. You're going to have to come up with a silver. I like silver, too. Thank you, Rhonda. I appreciate it so, so much.
I
know you will. You're always coming up with something new. Thank you. Thank you very much, Rhonda. I appreciate Beth 20, Makeup America. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and we'll be right back. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is of art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BETHANN and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go back to Rhonda with Makeup America. Again, if you use the promo code Beth20, you'll get 20% off, and if you spend $25 or more, you'll get free shipping. It's makeupamerica.us. That's makeupamerica.us. Rhonda, your story is you shared it with us a little bit the first time I had you on. But I'm always amazed at the stories of those who have started their own businesses, and in particular what you've done, because you did a complete turnaround. And I kind of admire, not kind of, I admire you because you had to really dig in and do a lot of studying to get started with this. Because I'm going to say, I wouldn't know the first thing about how to make nail polish or lipstick. So how did you educate yourself to get started on that?
Sure. So I am the child of immigrants, and sometimes when you're the child of immigrants, you have an extra special appreciation for the American dream in America. And my parents were so grateful to be in this. Yeah, my parents were so grateful to be here in the 50s, 1950, mid-50s, that they quickly became American citizens because it was a sort of a no-brainer. This is the land of opportunity, and I was born here, raised in a wonderful small town in Pennsylvania, and you know, when you ask somebody what their favorite holiday is, my favorite holiday was 4th of July. I loved it. I loved getting dressed up and, you know, riding my red, white, and blue Sears bicycle around the neighborhood. And the, you know, 200th anniversary of America in 1976 was fabulous. The bicentennial. And, you know, that led my love of America, led me to study American history, politics in college, law school, practicing law in Washington, getting into politics, elected campaigns, congressional. I served a United States senator as his legal counsel in the Senate, and I worked for President George W. Bush in the White House at the Energy Department. And so I have this strong background, and still do, in law and politics. But 2016, I started to really think and ponder as we were in the middle of a very contentious election. And I thought, you know, I want to do something to honor America. I'm so tired of America being bashed and, you know, people afraid to express their patriotism. And one thing I always wanted to do is start a beauty brand. I've always been the biggest consumer of beauty products. And I thought, well, what doesn't exist? And I saw that an American brand didn't exist and something honoring our country. And I went ahead and started to develop this in my mind. Came up with a name that I say so simple. It's so simple, it's stupid. Makeup America. And I applied for the trademark and was granted it. And then I started designing the products, naming them after America's most recognized icons. But it was the studying came from my background in law. You are taught to research quite thoroughly. And I researched and tried very hard to find my own cosmetic lab and someone that would help me make all the products in America. That was the real challenge, but I kept being persistent and resilient, just like America, and I finally found a lab in the great state of Texas that would do everything for me, Made in America, and help me launch my brand. And, you know, my background in politics and the law really does help every step of the way in understanding the business and putting together contracts. And I am inspired every single day by the beauty of America. And one thing I did want to mention to your listeners, and I'm so happy to be launching this effort on your radio show as an exclusive, but we've just launched our new initiative called America the Beautiful. And we're proud to announce that our America the Beautiful project is designed to show appreciation to healthcare workers, first responders, and essential employees all over America who are really on the front lines of fighting, you know, COVID-19, this horrible, horrible disease that came to us from China. And so we have shipped 100 of our Prepare and Protect sets, which is our lip balm and lip scrubs, to a hospital in Georgia. And they specifically requested lip balms and lip preparation because they're constantly wearing masks. So all the medical professionals at Georgia Hospital are going to be receiving free our donation of our Prepare and Protect kit. And we worked with an organization called Donate Beauty to be able to do that. And I think we're going to have some happy people at South Georgia Medical in Valdosta, Georgia, who are receiving our products free. And that's just a way to show our appreciation and our love for America and how beautiful America is. So it's our America the Beautiful campaign.
Well, that's awesome. And it's well-deserved. Those folks have worked so, so hard. And I really like the Sandy Shores lip scrub. Like that. And I'm guilty of not following up with the balm. I just like the lip scrub. I like it on my lips. I like the way it moisturizes, and I'm really sold on it. So.
Right. So we developed the Sandy Shores lip scrub. It has sugar in it, and we always make sure to tell our folks that it does have sugar in it, so if you're sensitive to sugar. But the sugar ends up exfoliating your lips. Now, you can apply the balm afterwards, but it's also great to prepare it for your lipsticks. So once you scrub all the dead skin cells off of your lips with our Sandy Shores lip scrub, then you can put any one of our lipsticks on, and they'll look gorgeous. They'll go on smoothly. They'll last longer. So that's the idea of our Sandy Shores.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it, and I use it quite a bit. And I like what you have on your website that says, be fierce, be free, be fabulous. Fierce, free, and fabulous. And I think right now being fierce is kind of important. We're under this nation is under attack. And I talked about that in the first segment, and I will in the last segment when I close the show. But, you know, it's something that I'm very concerned about. But I think that we need to not be afraid, and we need to be bold and be fierce and be fabulous. There's nothing that says we can't wear our lipsticks while we're doing that.
That's right. And, you know, it's all about the American spirit. You know, that's what my brand is about.
Yes.
It's about reflecting. And what is the American spirit about? It's about resiliency. It's about freedom. It's about independence. And it's about beauty, because America is beautiful. And I have confidence that we are, and we always will be, the greatest nation in the world. And yes, we go through struggles. Yes, we go through troubles. But in America, we always rise above the challenge. We always have. We always will. Whether it's war, terrorist attacks, you know, a pandemic, civil strife within our society, whatever it is, we've gone through this before. We've learned. We go through it again. We've learned. And we will overcome this. We will.
Well, we have to. We have to. We're at that brink right now where we have to overcome it. And I believe the American people are waking up, and they will see it. And I believe they're waking up to understanding their responsibilities as consumers. And I mean that in the word that I used, responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It is up to the consumers, the American citizens, to start buying American products. And if
Definitely.
You can't find it made in America, write that company and tell them, I really want and need this, but I'm not buying it because you have it made in China. And even, and we talked about the makeup products, you know, one company might have one thing that's made in the USA, but the other thing is made somewhere else. And maybe the bottles are all made in China. They're not going to tell you where the bottles came from. So you need to question it. And Greg told us about Cool Online, where they're trying to force them because you can't see. I could see on yours, made in America, because you are proud of it.
Right.
And I said, normally if they're made in America, they're proud of it. It's when they're not that they don't want to put it on there. So they're going to pass some legislation to try and get that put on there online. Now that everybody's having to order everything online. So
absolutely.
I hear the music.
And, you know, funny, I saw something the other day that said, that assembled in America. I thought, my goodness, stop, right? You know, we just didn't come from America. So now ask me, say, made in the USA, made in America.
Yeah. And I've seen it, and we're about out of time. I'm going to have to let you go. But I have seen designed in America and made in China, and that just blew my mind. Thank you for all that you do, Rhonda. We'll have you back here real soon to talk about being fierce and fabulous. And we'll see you later.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978.
6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phone lines. I normally don't do that on the last segment, but Laura has been waiting very patiently. She called earlier, and I had Rhonda on. And we're going to go to Laura from Missouri. Laura.
Hi, Bethann. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, sugar, I truly believe in Buy America, and we need to do this. But truly, for us to bring America home, there's only one way to do it, and that's for everybody to uncontract with the corporation of the United States, which has been in effect since 1871. Everybody,
yeah,
without doing it, every time you are given a driver's license or a birth certificate, those are all contracts, and you're giving away your God-given rights for these, what they call privileges and benefits. And those are all contracts that can be broken because you were not fully disclosed of the rights that you were losing for these privileges that they were giving you. And so if you just start the steps of getting back to your state citizen status, we can get back to the Republic and stop feeding the beast there in D.C. And it doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican because they both work for the same corporation. They're all employees.
You're absolutely right. It doesn't matter whether
it goes right to the Federal Reserve.
Well, and it goes deeper than that. It goes way deeper than even these things. These things we've been,
well, even your marriage certificate. Your marriage.
Well, I understand that. I understand that. It's all a tax. It's all a way to get your money. It's all a way to control you. I understand that.
Yeah.
But it goes even deeper than that. The fact that they want to control you. And,
right.
And we have fallen for it. We have fallen for it.
Government means mind control. If you break the words down, govern means mind and meant means mind and govern means control. So mind control is what they're trying to do, and they're trying to keep everybody distracted with all these silly things. And I'm not saying that people aren't dying from the flu, because they are. But this COVID thing that they brought up, and now you're not really hearing about the COVID. Now you're hearing about all these racial
riots.
Writing
good, writing good, celebrating at the late bad.
Quick enough are enough of a response from one crisis, then they'll go on to the next one. And it's all, you know, the people that are sponsoring.
And it's a distraction.
It's George Soros. Sponsored
yes.
All these rioters. He's paying for them to come in, and we saw video of the Boston police setting out bricks in an alleyway for the people to use in Boston for these riots. It's the police were Boston police were setting them out in an alley. Were stacking bricks for rioters to use, and nobody.
I know that they've been setting them out, but not the police setting them out.
It was the police.
They've been on pallets, so somebody's had to deliver them.
And everybody said, we don't know where it's coming from. Well, it's because the police were putting them there, these crooked police officers. And I'm not saying all police officers are crooked, because I know a lot
they're good.
But there are some bad apples amongst everything. But
they're all working for the corporation.
So.
All right. You're right. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate the call, as always. She's right, you know, and what I want to see is for all of you to wake up. It's much deeper than the fact that they've talked us into marriage licenses and driver's licenses and this and that. It goes much deeper than that. It's the changing of how we are governed. From the constitutional republic to screaming in the streets democracy, and now it's socialism. That's the problem. And we have, I don't know, maybe two generations, can you have two and a half generations, that have now believed that we are a sick nation. And I guess maybe in many ways we are, but we're not a racist nation. A racist nation doesn't have all diversities and all kinds of opportunities and such for all people. Is there racist and prejudice? Yes, there are. But as a nation, that does not define us. And now that is hate speech to even say that. There was a Babylon Bee that was yesterday, which is satire, but sometimes it has more truth in the satire than any of the medias have. Saying that NFL has now announced that Drew Brees has made another record of the most apologies. You don't need to be guilty for being what God created you to be. And I will not apologize or take a knee for something I haven't done. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils, but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil, and that's what we have seen, is one new evil after the other. The crises they bring about, the pandemic was partially real. We really had that virus here. China really put it to us. But our reaction made it more of a crisis. The fact that Congress will not control the spending, they're in control of the spending, but they will not control it, has brought us to our knees economically. Congress isn't working for us anymore. Laura is absolutely right. Now, we can sit there and debate about the corporations or the not corporations. We know that they incorporated the United States. That's a no-brainer. They did it. And then they made each state incorporate. I've got this all written down if you would like to have it. It was in the pen when I was able to yet print the pen, and we just couldn't do it anymore financially. But there's a nine-month series. Written by Anthony Antiso. America, we've got to wake up. We're under attack. Just not taking a license isn't going to get her done. You've got to wake up and start realizing what these elected officials have done to you. Call them out and stop reelecting them. I wonder if tomorrow I'm going to go on a little rampage and I'm going to stay that way. New York, are you going to reelect AOC? She's the head of the Socialist Party in the Democrats. She's taken the place of Bernie Sanders. America, you've got to wake up. We're under attack. The only way to restore our republic is to do away with all the evils that are there now. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. And it's going to take sacrifice and inconvenience, you admit. But are your children's liberties worth it to bring America home?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.